Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and good morning if you're all the way in the West Coast right now. I'm your host, Sasha Marina, and you're tuned into TSMS Radio. So today's segment is Let's Talk Business. And today's guest in the segment is Eliza Owea of Girls Like Me, Inc. Or Girls Like Me is based out of Philadelphia, but it's pretty much an organization that explains it all in the name. You know, it's all about girls and being supportive and just sending a good message. So the founder, obviously, is Eliza, which was she founded in 2007 as an online magazine and then later became a mentoring program while she was still in high school. She wanted to create a place online for girls like herself, young, hopeful, determined, and shaped by tough life experiences and morally conscious. So pretty much that describes who she is and who she wants the girls, you know, to be like in her program. You know, these are very strong words, and it's pretty much makes a lot of character. Anywho, the online magazine and mentoring program has endured changes, transitions, and opposition over the years. However, the mission to provide a place for girls to be themselves, to ask for help, to communicate with one another, to dream, and to create lives they want has always remained. Today's Girls Like Me encourages girls through the mentorship program, the blog, magazine, and the movement. So it's something that's huge and that it's definitely growing. And without further ado, I'm just going to have Eliza on the air, and I really just want her to, like, spill her heart on this because this is a project that she's been working on for many years. So it must mean a lot. Hi, Eliza. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Of course. So, you know, Girls Like Me started back in 07, and I'm sure that, you know, just like me, when you start a project, it starts with one idea, and from then you take it, you branch it out to 20 more ideas. So it started as just a magazine, and what was your original idea behind that online magazine?
Well, I was in high school when I thought about the idea, and in 2007, I don't know if anybody really remembers, but what was really big was, like, Sweet 16 and Paris Hilton, and everybody was really famous for being, you know, these bad girls or these girls with these horrible attitudes, and, you know, they were very privileged. And then I looked at myself and I was like, well, I'm really not like that. You know, I'm a good person, but I don't have all of these things afforded to me. And, you know, I want a place where I can see positive images of girls like myself. I wanted to give a spotlight to young women who were doing positive things and actually were good people. So that was my initial idea for starting the online magazine. I just wanted a place for girls to come and, you know, talk about things that was really going on in their lives, and also to see images of people who were actually positive and motivational that looked like them.
Okay, definitely. So in other words, people were able to submit the ideas or topics of that sort to be commented on on the blog? Okay.
Yeah, so the original idea was, yes, it was for people to submit for other girls to submit their content and things of that nature. We even had a few forums, like live forums, live chats. Those were really big back then. We did a lot of live chats, and we featured, like, Keke Palmer. So back then, it was very, back then we did have that content available for girls to submit. And for the online magazine now, we are looking for bloggers from various top from all over the world who would like to contribute to the blog magazine. So that also has stayed in place.
Okay, definitely. That's definitely brilliant. So, as you know, as the years passed, how did you see your business and, you know, your brand transforming?
Well, when I started in high school, it was really just the idea, and I would talk about it all the time. And it was funny because a lot of people from my past friends and family members, they're like, oh, I remember you talk about it all the time. It's so good to see that you're doing it now. But over the years, I've always tried to start it back up and to make it work. And it just, I was either discouraged, or I didn't feel encouraged, or I just felt like I didn't have help. But when I moved to Philadelphia 3 years ago after college, and I decided to start back up Girls Like Me, but I only started with an annual doll drive, and it's basically a toy drive, and the doll is the theme, but precious toys for precious little girls. And we donated to the Druding Center here in Philadelphia for 3 years, and that started it back up. And then I had to make a decision: am I going to do Girls Like Me, or am I going to just make it a doll drive? And I realized I'm going to reactivate it with the mentorship component and with the online magazine, because that's where my heart is, and I really love it. And over the years, I had to realize, you know, it's my baby, it's my idea. So I have to run with it. I have to take charge of it. Even if it's just me, I can't be discouraged. I have to just keep moving forward.
Definitely. I mean, and that's, you know, that's a topic all on its own, you know, the encouragement in whatever project or whatever task it is that you decide to take on in life. And I totally understand where you're coming from, Eliza, because I go through the same thing. It's just, you
I can
know,
only imagine.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just being a creator at the end of the day. Like, you go through, like, this encouraging stages because sometimes it's just overwhelming and you feel that you can do so much with it, but your hands are either financially tied or, you know, your hands
Right.
are tied because you don't have enough time or whatever the
Exactly.
fact is. Or like you said, you don't have help. And a lot of people, you know, some people will help out for free because they have the knowledge, but other people are like, oh, well, you know, I need to get paid to just,
Yeah,
you
I need
know,
a
so
check.
that exactly. So it's those things do discourage an entrepreneur. But at the end of the day, it's we have to be strong. So, how, you know, after those 3 years that you kind of revamped the Girls Like Me, what have been your steps into making the business much better than what it began back in 07?
Well, I would just say, like, time and experience, first of all, is, like, the best teacher. You know, I really learned so much about myself, and I had to encourage myself, and I had to also develop. Now we have curriculum in place, our personal development curriculum that I've developed, and with that curriculum, I really had to apply it to my own life, and I'm still applying it every day, but just time and experience and really shaping what I wanted this program to be, number one. Number two, I must give credit to my church home and my bishop, Abundant Life Healing Fellowship Christian Church. He preached on making a vision and making it plain, and I kind of just ran with it. And my vision was Girls Like Me and just really shaping it and making it the best program that I could make it. So planning and having a vision and knowing that it's going to take time and it's going to take work. So I had the idea, even when even though I started the Dow Drive, I still had it in my heart to do something different. So I started planning then. And it took time to develop the vision, but I'm glad I started and I'm glad that I am where I am now. So I would say it takes time, and then you really have to plan. You have to allot yourself time to develop those ideas. And lastly, you got to be accepting to change. I constantly had to mold and change my ideas and explore other ideas. It was a constant, like, thinking process and a constant evolution of the idea. So I would say those three things.
Definitely. So time, like you said, and just planning, just really, you know, concrete that idea. Doing a toy drive, that's something that a lot of groups and organizations like to do. And I don't think people realize, you know, how much you have to work for that to come out successful. I have been following your doll drive, especially on your Facebook page, and I see all the Barbies that are being donated to girls and stuff like that. And that's something that's very beautiful. What sort of preparation does that take? You know, really, like, planning, whether it be a doll drive, a toy drive, any sort of drive, because at the end of the day, there's somebody bigger that's, you know, that's trusting you and your organization, you know, that you're going to get these toys to where they need to be taken. So how did you make that work for you and for Girls Like Me?
Well, with the doll drive, we had planning, again, preparation, planning. You have to make those connections in that context. So I basically reached out. I reached out to the Rooting Center, and I wanted to make sure I had a place for the dolls to go before I even started. So I contacted the Rooting Center, and I was like, I want to collect these dolls, and I want to donate them. They said, sure, we'll receive them. And then it was crowdfunding. I started 3 months in advance as the first time I started, and because it was kind of just an idea I had, but I still had enough time, so I started 3 months in advance, and I crowdfunded, and I emailed people, and I flipped people for 3 months, and we were able to do that. We were able to raise a little bit of money, not a lot of money, but it was a good start, and I also wasn't afraid to tap into my own pocket, and I did donate a lot of dolls myself. It was from my own experiences that I even wanted to donate my own childhood and my own people blessing me during that time in my life when we didn't have much and people gave to us during the holidays. So that's why I wanted to do it. But yes, preparation, you just have to start, and sometimes preparation, you just have to just do it, you know. So with Girls Like Me Now, the mentoring program, we've been operating for, I would say we started like in February. We started in February. So for the last 3 years and really the last year, I've really been trying to plan Girls Like Me, and I wanted to make it perfect, and I just wanted it to, when it happened, I wanted it to blow up, and I wanted a million girls in the mentorship program just here in Philadelphia. I just wanted it to be so awesome. And I prepared, like I did so much preparation. I made sure I had a building. I planned the curriculum. I planned the events for the year. You know, I did all of these things. And with all my preparation, it still didn't turn out the way in which I wanted it to, you know. But that whole experience taught me that even with preparation, it still may not be exactly what you wanted to be. It even may not work. But it has been working. The mentorship program for Girls Like Me has been working, but it's moving slowly. And I'm grateful for this time because it's a learning experience. And I've learned how to be prepared. I've learned how to develop. But I'm also learning how to invest into my business and invest into the girls in our program. So preparation is very important. It's a good skill to learn whether you're doing well or if you feel like you're not doing well enough.
Okay. And so let's focus, I guess, on the mentorship program, since that's really what, you know, what you're really, really focused on at the moment. For girls, obviously, they're only for the girls in the Philadelphia area. And if they were to be interested, or perhaps a mother that's tuned in at the moment is interested in having her daughter in this program, where must they go? And is there certain information that has to be submitted? Are these girls chosen? How does that process work?
So for the Girls Like Me Inc. mentorship program, right now we have the application finished. It just has not been released to the public. But if anybody's interested in participating in the Philadelphia area, they're welcome to email me. Our application will probably most likely be available in the end of July. The application for girls here in Philadelphia, as of right now, we're accepting all girls, as many as we can. We might in the future have to implement a wait list process, but right now we're just trying to get as many girls signed up as we possibly can. That helps us to determine our funding and what kind of funding we can seek and ask for. With that being said, there isn't any qualification. Unlike other programs, all you have to do, you have to be a girl, age 11 to 18, and you have to be enrolled in school. That's it. We're not looking at your grades. We're not looking at what your academic progress is or even what you want to do when you grow up. The beauty of Girls Like Me, Inc. and our mentorship program is that we ask the girls what do they want to do when they grow up, and we help them to plan their futures based on what they want to do, what their ideas are now. So we're not making them do math, or we're not making them be in the arts. It's whatever they want to do, and we're going to help them get those mentors and to make out that plan for their own lives. Also, this next year, the next programming year, which starts in September, and with the application out in July, we will be having a global membership option for people who are not in Philadelphia but would like to participate in Girls Like Me, Inc. So the global membership program is basically going to be curriculum online, video curriculum online for YouTube, and the girls will fill out their worksheets and submit them for prizes and different opportunities through Girls Like Me, Inc. But there is a way for girls who aren't in the Philadelphia area to participate also, coming up in the end of July. So please look out for that. Our website is www.girlslikemeinc.com.
Beautiful, beautiful. So the mentorship itself, you covered a lot, but and the key, like you said, is for these girls to be themselves and to be helped in the sector that they need help in, whether it be self-esteem and so forth. What sort of activities are done with the ladies in the program?
So we have we have three programs that we do within the mentorship program. So we have the personal development that I keep referencing, and that's our career planning and our goal setting. We help the girls assess their dreams, and we help them to develop what they want to do with their lives. And even if they don't do the idea that they started to plan, our whole goal is for them to get the skill of planning and preparation, and just putting in their minds that just because you do have a dream, and we want you to reach your dream with the correct type of planning, with the right steps to make it happen. It's possible if you plan. We also have community service where we take the girls out into the community and they do various projects. This year we worked with Full Abundance. We made that connection, and we plan to make more connections with community cleanups and things of that nature. We also have our open communication, our forums, where it's open dialogue amongst women. Most of our speakers most times are women, unless we want to have a male perspective. This year we did Healthy Living with Dr. Vince Watson, and we also had Bay, a conversation about teenage and loving relationships, and we had nonprofit owner and educator Marquise Coates, Crystal Schley, and Mia Watson. It was very nice having them, and the girls learned a lot. So those three things, we help them to communicate effectively, plan their futures, and give back to the community.
Beautiful. So I know maybe you might not be able to talk a lot about what are the main issues that you see in these girls, but if you can, what is the common thread that you're seeing between ladies, ladies at this time, or in 2015, the young generation, they're pretty much exposed to everything, all the bad and the good, at a very young age. What are you seeing that are really affecting these ladies?
Well, I must say, on the positive note, I'm really glad to see, I am seeing a change in parenting and in the girls in our community and in our program. It's refreshing to see that all the girls, some of the girls are who you might want to stereotype as low income or even by tough experiences, life experiences. These girls are very intelligent, and they're very capable, and they're very smart. And they're actually very wise, and that's what I've learned this year. And it's not to judge them based on what I see, but based on the fact that once I get to talk to them and get to know them, these girls have really bright futures. So the issue that I see is that the girls, they don't know it, and they are faced with these images in the media and in society that tell them you have to look this way, you have to be this size, you have to do this to be successful. You can't do that or you're not going to be successful. You have to wear your hair this way, you have to look this way. And I think the issue is going to be more so just making these girls focus on their futures and not focus on trying to get attention, because it seems like now attention is what makes you famous. Attention is what makes you successful, when in reality, we know that's not true. It's how much work you put in. It's a small number of people who made it based on attention. And it's a lot of people out there who have abilities and potential way past what people see, but they'll never know it unless somebody invests in them and help them to cultivate their gifts, help them to cultivate the things that they're good at. A girl may feel overlooked because she doesn't feel like she's pretty enough, or she may have a low self-esteem, but she might be an excellent writer, or she might be a gifted artist, but nobody would ever know because she's shy and she's timid to herself because she doesn't think she's pretty enough. But she has this beautiful gift that needs to be shared, and it will never be shared unless somebody reaches to help her, encourage her past her self-esteem, and to really build her up and to help her cultivate her gift. So those are the issues, just helping girls look past what they see in society and this image, and help with them, helping them to cultivate what's in them, and not, you know, and not to speak what they see.
Definitely. So the idea is for them to, you know, at least if they want to get attention, they get to get the positive attention. You know, like you said, being recognized for being a great artist, or, you know, having a great voice, and that sort of thing. And that's beautiful. That's very necessary. I mean, and not just now, you know, and all of time. So
yeah.
Is there anything else that you'd like to mention? You know, maybe is there anything new that Girls Like Me is working on, or that you have in the works that you haven't mentioned already, or anything business-wise about the organization? Are you looking for sponsors, that sort of thing?
Well, we're looking for everything. We need bloggers. If you have a talent for writing about a specific topic, please, we need you. If you are in the Philadelphia area and you have something that you can add to our team, as far as funding and development, accounting, or even curriculum development, please come. We need you. We would love to join the team. Girls, if you have girls ages 11 to 18, again, in Philadelphia or outside the Philadelphia area, we are looking for them. We do need them. So please have your girls sign up as soon as possible. You can email us, and we'll make sure you'll be the first to get the application when it releases. And I just want to say that thank you. And if you have an idea, don't let anything stop you. If you have a dream, this was my dream, and then don't let anybody stop you from your dream. That's the whole point of Girls Like Me, Inc. If you have a dream, go get it. Don't stop. Don't let nobody stop you.
Most definitely, and I totally agree with that. I'm a prime example as well. You should really, no matter how tough times get, it's never that bad that you have to totally give up on your dream. So for all of those of you that are tuned in, or for those that might listen to this later on today, thank you so much for tuning in to us. Thank you so much, Eliza, for your time. I totally appreciate it. Definitely keep in touch with me, via our social networks. Oh, and one more thing before you go. You did mention your website, but not your social network, your handles and so forth. So if you'd like to do that before you go.
Yes, we are Girls Like Me, Inc. No hyphens, no underscores. Girls Like Me, Inc. everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and, of course, the website, YouTube. And, Sasha, thank you so much. You are awesome. Congratulations on your show, your blog, and everything that you're doing in the community and in the industry of media. You are,
yes,
of course, respected with, and I am so thankful that you had me on the show today.
Thank you, sweetheart. You have a great 4th of July weekend. Yes.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. Bye-bye. So there you have it. That was Eliza Wea of Girls Like Me, Inc. Make sure to check her out through her website, girlslikemeinc.com. That's pretty much straightforward to the point. Or their Facebook. She's totally always posting on Facebook. For those, if any of you know any bloggers, or perhaps you're a blogger that's interested to, get your content out there, and make sure to reach out to her, because she's really in a big need of bloggers. Now that she says that, if you're a blogger and you want to submit content to us, that's totally awesome too. You can go to the/marinashow.com, click on the tab that says contact, and submit through there. So thank you all so much for tuning in today. Stay tuned for our segment guest next week, which is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We have Entertainment Live. We have Words of Truth on Wednesday, and Let's Talk Business on Thursday. So stay tuned for our guests through the Facebook page. Thank you so much for tuning in, and bye-bye.